Now then, tonight the Lord makes a very definitive statement here in verse number 22. He refers it to himself three times where he said, the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. And of course, the only hope that we have tonight, he said, he will save us tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, I'm not looking forward to that November vote this week or in the later on this year. That's not going to be our help. That's not going to be our Savior. But I sure am glad I've got a Savior tonight. I sure am glad I've got help beyond Washington. Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight concerning my country, 'tis of thee. My country, 'tis of thee. The first line of one of those famous songs that were written about our nation. Amen. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. And oh, say, can you see these songs? Amen. Have a patriotic meaning unto those that love our country. Amen. I believe it's in order to be patriotic. Amen. I don't think there's anything wrong with being proud. Amen. The country that you live in tonight. Amen. Nothing wrong with flying a flag. Nothing wrong with expressing, amen, your desire, amen, for this nation. Now, if you don't like where you live tonight, you don't like how the United States is, there's boats and planes leaving every day, amen, and I guarantee you just about get somebody to buy you a ticket if you want to leave, amen. Dear friend, the Bible said, now God is going to address the nations. Here in chapter number 34, if you look just down in verse number 1, he said, come near, ye nations, and hear and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear and all therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. Amen. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations. Amen. I know God deals with individuals. Amen. Tonight, dear friend, we're going to have to account for our own selves and our own lives. But God also deals with churches. We're going to have to account for our, amen, our building here, our church that God has allotted unto us. And I also believe tonight, dear friend, the nations are going to have to account unto God tonight. The Bible said in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46, the Bible said Jesus is going to gather the nations, amen, divide them into sheep and to goat, nations tonight. The Bible said that God controls the nations, that the heart of the king's in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it ever so which that he desires tonight. There is a positive message to the nations. In Psalm 33 in verse number 12, the Bible said, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. There's also a negative message tonight to the nations. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 9, in verse 17, amen, that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God tonight. Amen, there is a neutral message or a neutral, amen, message to the nation tonight. In Proverbs chapter 14, in verse 34, the Bible said, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. Amen. That's God giving us the way we want to go. If we want to turn to righteousness, it'll exalt a nation. If we embrace sin, it'll be our undoing and our downfalling tonight. Amen. I love America. Amen. Brother, I thank God I was born here. Amen. And not in the rice paddies of China. Amen. Not in the jungles of Africa. Amen. I'm glad that I was born in the good old USA. Looking around tonight, we have the greatest liberties, the greatest freedoms, the greatest privileges. It man is any people upon the face of this earth. Amen. Dear friend, I realize tonight there's a lot of things wrong, but aren't you glad tonight that you and I enjoy the best sense of security in the world tonight. Amen. Dear friend, looking back tonight, we was founded upon Christian principles. Amen. Of godly men tonight. Every ordinance in our Constitution, amen, were framed by the bounds of the Word of God. Amen. Dear friend, I am telling you tonight, the Declaration of Independence, amen, not only bears the name of God, but it cites God for the very reason, amen, that it was pinned down tonight. Amen. Our currency has and bears the name of God tonight. Our pledge of allegiance, amen, bears the name of God tonight. Amen. Our flag tonight, amen, red represent the blood, white represent the purity, blue representing royalty, amen, stars representing the heavenly, stripes, thank God, representing the sacrifice which you and I are healed tonight, amen. Dear friend, many have spilled blood, amen, for one nation under God. But looking ahead tonight, brother, I'm telling you, we're headed for ruin and disaster tonight. Amen. The Bible said there come a time and a generation that would not want to retain God in their knowledge. Amen. And every step we take in that direction, brother, we're crumbling at the very foundations that's been laid tonight. Amen. God is not mocked. Amen. Whatever that we're sowing, amen, we're going to reap tonight. I said a few weeks ago how true it is, amen, that everything that our generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. Amen. Brother, we've turned a blind eye to homosexuals, amen, to abortion, amen, and now we're raising a generation that not only tolerates it, brother, they're embracing it. Amen. Tonight, and the next generation after that, amen, they'll enforce it, amen, as the law of the land. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, dear friend, I realize there's much wrong with our country, amen, but I'm telling you tonight, it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. Amen. But we're not above failing, and we're not above falling tonight. Amen. I look over in Isaiah chapter 9. If you want to look back at that, the Bible talks about unto us that a child is born and a son is given. And he said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. And his name shall be called, amen, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting God. Amen. In the end of his government, there'll be no end to it. Amen. I'm glad tonight. Dear friend, I know about our government. Amen. It's corrupt. It's defiled. Amen. I know about the devil's government. Amen. This thing's getting set up for the Antichrist and the one world government. But thank God, I'm glad he's got a government too. Amen. A reign that'll last forever. The peace, amen, upon this earth. Amen. And there never has been a country, amen, or a nation outside of Israel now, whom God has blessed more than the old U.S. of A. Not another country that God's had his hand upon to prosper and to bless and to raise up like the United States of America. Amen. Some 200 and... 40 years ago, this nation was established. Amen. And now we're one. We're the only superpower in the world. Dominating in industry and finance, technologically. What other nation in the world tonight can be compared to the United States? Amen. And if in all of the beauty and all of the natural resources, brother, we're not a desert. Amen. Though we may have a few. We're not a frozen tundra. Amen. We're not a jungle tonight. Amen. We're America the beautiful. Amen. God has shed His love and His light. Amen. Upon us tonight. Amen. I want to mention a few things tonight about our country. Tis of thee. Amen. You say, preacher, you ought not get political. Amen. That's why the country's in the mess it is. Amen. We've stopped preaching. Amen. Behind the pulpit. Oh, don't mix religion and politics together. Number one, brother, I've got Jesus, not religion. Amen. The problem we have today, we keep sending unbelievers to Washington, expecting them to do the right thing. Amen. Dear friend, I'm just telling you tonight, I know the mess we're in. Yes, none of them got the answer to it. Amen tonight, but it all started behind the pulpits in our churches. Amen. Dear friend, now first of all, I want you to notice the foundation that we stand upon tonight. Amen. We were established upon biblical principles with moral fibers woven in the tapestry of our society. Judgment and equity and righteousness were laid for the very pillars in this nation tonight. Amen. I'm not going to give you a history lesson tonight. Amen. But I'm just telling you tonight, I believe we can see enough to know that God was in it. Amen. I think about the fathers of our foundation. A majority of them were Christian. Amen. They wasn't ashamed, dear friend, to write and talk about God. God fearing men in the sight of God tonight. Amen. They just didn't use religion, amen, as a cloak to get their vote. Amen. They believed in the principles of the Word of God tonight. Amen. The framers of our nation tonight. Brother, I'll tell you, we've gone a long way from what they intended in the beginning. Amen. We have freedom of religion. Not freedom from religion tonight. Amen. Isn't that amazing how often that is misquoted tonight? Amen. We have separation of church and state. Amen. Yes, we do. Dear friend, the framers, I wanted to make sure that the government didn't run the church, not the other way around. Amen. Dear friend, folks use it for their own benefit. Amen. To try to silence the church. Amen. To push us away tonight. Amen. And it's a sad thing today. We can't even agree together anymore. Amen. There's no reason why in this nation that is a Christian nation, with all the churches and all the members, brother, if we put up, amen, a Christian godly man, if we done what we're supposed to, ain't no reason why he couldn't be the leader. Amen. I heard somebody today on the news, amen, talking about the evangelicals. Amen. And brother, they said, well, we're not electing a pastor, we're electing a president. That's the problem we got in our churches. Amen. It doesn't matter if that person's ungodly. It doesn't matter if that person don't believe what we believe. Amen, brother, if we're a Democrat, Republican, Dixiecrat, I don't care what you are, how much it hurts your feelings. Amen, when somebody publicly says they're for homosexuals and they're for abortions, How in the world can you vote? Because, preacher, I divide my church time with my political time. God, I'll tell you, God don't. Amen. Well, preacher, who'd you vote for? Well, I'll tell you like this. I ain't never voted for anybody. I've always voted against somebody. Amen. Dear friend, you have to pick the worst of two evils. Amen. And just vote against the one that's the worst in our nation. But what I'm talking about is we've let this thing get out of hand. I'm not trying to rally it to take it back. Brother, I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Amen. With a rod of iron and set this thing back in order. Amen. That's the only solution that we have. The Bible said He is, or He will save us. Amen. It ain't the Democrats or Republicans. Amen. It ain't Washington that's going to save us. He is going to save us tonight. Amen. Dear friend, I am just telling you, dear friend, that the framers of our Constitution, of our amen, of our nation tonight, they knew that our country was like a child that needed safeguards and it needed restraints. Amen. And it needed, amen, some absolute resolutions to embrace tonight. Amen. That's why we pledge to the Republic. Brother, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. What's the difference, preacher? In a democracy, the majority rules. Amen. In a republic, we've accepted documents that we say we're not going to change. Amen. They're like that. They're going to be like that. And that's where we're going to stand. Amen. And dear friend, I am just telling you tonight, that's the way that it was from the beginning. That's our core belief. But here, notice something familiar tonight. In the text that I read to you, the Lord is our judge, and the Lord is our lawgiver, and the Lord is our king. Amen. Isn't it interesting tonight that the King James Bible, amen, that was compiled in 1611, amen, only 4 years later, the pilgrims come over in 1620, amen, to establish a new nation, amen, conceived in liberty. Amen tonight. And if, and I'm just telling you here, the Bible said, now we've got three branches of government tonight. Amen. The Lord is our judge. Amen. Do we not have a Supreme Court? The Lord is our lawgiver. Do we not have a legislation? Amen. The Congress, the Senate. The Lord is our king. Do we not have a president? Amen. Do you think the framers just draw that up out of thin air tonight? Or do you think they looked at the Word of God? Amen. To devise. Amen. By the way, that's also representative of the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friend, they base the very essence of our government. Amen. And by the way, in each of these, it's still the Lord that saves us tonight. Amen. We've just got away from it. Amen. We have forgotten God. We've turned our back upon Him, and brother, we're reaping the very things that we've sown tonight. But not only the foundation, let's notice the freedoms in our nation. We still are the land of the free and the home of the brave, a land of liberty. Our flag is a symbol, thank God, of liberty tonight. Amen. We have privileges in this nation. Amen. That's not in all nations tonight. Amen. Brother, you can go from state to state. Amen. You can even, dear friend, go across the street, or you can go across the country. You can even fly out of the country. Amen. You can't do that everywhere in this world. Amen. You got to travel with papers, where you're going and what you're doing and who you're with. I know Big Brother's watching. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm just telling you, we still enjoy more freedom freedoms and more liberties in this nation than anybody else on the face of this earth. Amen. Dear friend, I'm sure the missionaries can attest to that. We have more opportunities in this nation. We have more rights. Amen. In this nation. Amen. Dear friend, than anywhere else in the world, we also have a purpose for our nation, and that is to give anyone, amen, the same chance and the same opportunity to make something of their life. Amen. Isn't it wonderful in our nation that someone that's born to poverty with nothing has the same opportunity to rise above all of that? Amen. And I realize in some third world countries, amen, when they're born in that situation, they've got no opportunities. They've got no upper doors. Amen. If you're born in the middle of Africa, amen, what are you guys going to get out of there? Amen. But here in America, amen, dear friend, with citizenship comes privileges. What a blessing it is. Dear friend, our creed is not to enslave or conquer, but to free. Amen. Dear friend, we've had a lot of wars in our nation, but as far as I know, amen, the United States has never invaded another country, amen, to conquer it, take it over, and enslave the people of it. Amen. There's been other nations that have tried to do that. Amen. They tried to take over. Amen. But we send our forces to liberate, to set free. Amen. The good old, there's a lot of countries in this world, amen, that was so glad to see old glory. Amen. Coming, amen, down the road. Amen. When a tyrant had taken over. Amen. When there's been oppressed and enslaved. I thank God for the old glory waving in the wind that come rolling into town. Amen. Dear friend, there's been a lot. Amen. I spilled their blood tonight for the very principles of liberty that our nation has tonight. Amen. Dear friend, we went to war independence. Amen. To free ourselves. We went to war the Civil War to free the slaves. World War I and II. To defend our nation. Amen. We went to Afghanistan. We went to Iraq. We went to Iraq. Amen. We don't own them countries. We haven't annexed them countries. But brother, we rolled in and set them free. Regardless of what you think about it. Amen. I'm not for war. I'm not for all that. I'm just telling you, had it not been for our nation, brother, there'd be a lot of tyrants. Amen. That have taken over places and things and murdered and genocide, had it not been for the power and the muscle that God uses in our country tonight to bring about liberty. Amen. I think about the flaws of our country, and we've got many of them. Amen. And dear friend, we're certainly not perfect, and we've certainly drawn way back from where we started from tonight. Amen. And dear friend, three of the major things I look at tonight is the liberalism that's infest in our country tonight. Amen. Anything goes. Amen. That's what we've got in our country. Nothing's wrong. Amen. They don't even use the word sin anymore. Amen. But it's not wrong to do things. Amen. Tonight, how sad it is. In Psalm chapter 2, the Bible talked about the nation saying, come, let us cast off God's restraints. Amen. We want to do what we want to do. Amen. It's not wrong unless our Supreme Court says it's wrong. Amen. I got news for you. The Lord is our judge and not the Supreme Court. The Lord is our lawgiver and not Washington. The Lord is our king that we're going to answer to. I'm not the president. Amen. Dear friend, I'm just telling you, we're taking off the restraints of God. Amen. Man is his own God, our own morality. We're corrupting our nation tonight. Amen. We're trying to determine what's right and what's wrong by voting on it. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, if it was wrong 50 years ago, if it was wrong 100 years ago, it's still wrong today. Amen. I'm just telling you, liberalism has taken over our country. Legalism. Amen. Trying to rewrite history, trying to rewrite the Bible, trying to change the Constitution. Isn't it sad tonight? And I know the framers set it up like this. Amen. But we've appointed 9 people for a lifetime appointment to decide what's right and what's wrong in our country based on how they feel about it. Amen. And if, and I'm just telling you, we're getting to the place tonight, we're getting away from God. Amen. Abortion is all right because the Supreme Court said that it is. A man and a man can get married because the Supreme Court says that they can. Brother, I got news. Dear friend, they're wrong and God's still right. Amen. Dear friend, and then I think about the lobbyism. Amen. Dear friend, it seems like nowadays all of our lawmakers can be bought. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, you send a good man to Washington, he'll be a crook time he gets back. Amen. Buying and selling, buying and selling. Lobbying them. Amen. All of these. When they run, they make big promises. I'm going to bring change. I'm going to stand up against them. Amen. And then when they get up there, brother, you find out there's a scandal. They received this. They got that. Amen. It's a cesspool. Dear friend, and I'm not looking for them to ever fix it, straighten out, or do it right. I'm looking up, thank God. He will save us. The Lord's the only one can get us out of the situation that we're in tonight. Not only the flaws, but I think about the filth. Now you can go back in Isaiah chapter 1 tonight, and God is describing Israel, amen, in that time, but it seems to fit us in this time. He said the whole head and the whole body is corrupt from the top to the bottom, amen. He said it's like a putrefying sore that won't heal, amen. Brother, our nation is becoming, amen, a sore in the sight of God tonight. Amen. We're coming like unto Sodom and like unto Gomorrah. Amen. I'm talking about the account that we must give to God. The violence, the indecency, the ungodliness. Amen. We abort babies. We abuse children. Our teenagers are addicted. Amen. I'm talking about prostitution, homosexuality. Our prisons are full. Our pews are empty. Amen. Dear friend, our hands are dirty. Our hearts are cold. Our eyes are full of adultery. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, and we've eased into it. It doesn't bother us anymore for folks to cuss on TV. Amen. Or show some kind of nudity. Amen. We become so accustomed to it, so used to it. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, we have got some filth in our nation. Amen. Then I think about the attitude that we have. It's not just the sin that we display, but just like Jeremiah chapter 6 said, God said, you don't even blush anymore. Amen. You don't even blush at it anymore. Right. You know, what used to be in what we call closets, and what we used to say was on the, you know, on the back burners, or now they're marching down our streets, parading themselves around, amen. Dear friend, now, brother, they're not timid and shy. They're not embarrassed in the back room. Now, they're out on the stage saying, I'm here, amen. And you better like it, amen. I'm just telling you tonight, dear friend, one, I used to be in the back, is now in the front, and we're being pushed aside because we don't agree with it. Amen. Amen. It's not just homosexuality. Let's just be honest about it. Amen. I mean, you know good and well, years ago, if a man left his wife, went and got another wife, amen, they'd meet him at the church doors and say, now you're going to have to repent and do something.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And nowadays, they swap wives, swap husbands, come right back in the church, and we say, we're so glad. But we missed you last Sunday, but we want you to be. I'm just telling you, we just embrace it like there's nothing to it anymore. It's nothing to it anymore. It's still adultery. As far as I know, it's still adultery. Amen. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. That's all right. Amen. And dear friend, things are getting worse all the time. It's a stench in heaven. Amen. We favor the criminals more than the victims. Isn't it amazing nowadays you can kill a dog or not pay your taxes? You go to jail for 25 years. But if you murder somebody or take away a child's innocency, you go away for 6 months and get you a tattoo and you're back out on the street. Amen. There's an injustice in our nation. Amen. I know the prisons are full. What do we need to do? Build more of them. Have to. Amen. I thank God. I'll tell you the solution is not turn them loose. I know they can get right. I know they can get saved. I know everybody make mistakes. I'm just saying this attitude that we have, that nothing is wrong anymore.
Amen.